still stripping to put ourselves through college. It's the I Can Complain podcast.
The grand scheme of things, I can't complain.
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 Who's gonna complain? Huh? Him? I'll do.
I'm gonna sit here and complain.
I saw a woman this week and she said, she must have been 45 years old, and she said, you know, I'm just stripping to put myself through school. If you're 45 years old and you're stripping to put yourself through school still, you're either not a very good stripper or you're not a very good student. Probably both. How many lap dances do you have to give to earn a college degree? I don't know the answer to that question, but I feel like if you're 45 years old and you're still swinging on the pole in sweaty strip joints, you might as well just give up on the college. You're going to be swinging on that pole till the day you retire, which isn't far off, by the way, because you're close to retirement age than actually college age. Welcome to the show. My name is John. And people will tell you to chase your dreams. You hear that a lot. Chase your dreams. It's never too late to follow your dreams. It's too late. At some point, you've got to look yourself in the mirror. And you've got to say, it's too late. Hi, guys. It's Jessica here in post-production. Yeah, sure enough. I had a feeling this would happen. It looks like he's going off on another Don't Chase Your Dreams ramble again.
Let's just all chase our dreams in our RVs driving around the Grand Canyon.
He should be ashamed of himself, but I know he's not.
Give up on your dreams.
One dream the world collectively gave up on last week was the dream of O.J. Simpson ever returning to the National Football League. I know you're taking the news especially tough, Jessica.
I was devastated. I was preparing to draft him in the first round with my fantasy football league next year.
You know, honestly, I'm pretty devastated too. I wanted to talk about it last week on the show, but it was just too raw. It was too real. O.J. Simpson was a great running back in the NFL. No doubt about that.
No doubt about it.
That's really all there is to say about O.J. Great running back. Didn't do much else.
The bastard got fat in old age. Did you notice that?
Don't call him a bastard, Jessica. That's NFL legend O.J. Simpson you're referring to.
Yeah, evidently they can't even bury the body. They said if there's too much blubber, you can't put him under.
Proud of yourself, aren't you, with your little jokes? Yes, he's going to be cremated, and yes, he got fat in old age. NFL legend O.J. Simpson is dead. Rest in peace. Something else that could be dead in the very near future, it looks like the U.S. government is taking steps to ban TikTok here in the United States. If you've been living under a rock, that's your signal to shut this podcast off and go learn some dance moves. You've got 1 year left to learn dance moves on TikTok before it's gone forever. Now, nothing's official and you could wait to panic, but why wait to panic? I always say, be the first to panic. Start panicking now. Start scrolling endlessly. And you might be saying, John, I already do that. I already scroll endlessly. I know you do, but I'm talking about a full-time commitment. I'm talking about quitting your job, leaving your wife and your children behind, and going and shacking up at the Ramada Inn. What do you know about spending a weekend at the Ramada Inn, shacked up, just scrolling on TikTok endlessly? What do you know about that? You don't know shit about that because you're not about this life. Start taking it seriously. Shit. I hope for your sake it's not too late to get a weekly rate. I hope it's not too late to get a rate for the next year so you can check in permanently, leave your entire life behind, and live off of nothing at the Ramada Inn, just eating table scraps that people leave behind outside the dumpsters. That's what your life should be.
All right, I'm pulling up the weekly rates right now. Let me ask you one question, though. Do you think they have a business center there? Because I'm going to need internet access to actually use TikTok.
Oh, yeah, sure. They definitely have a business center.
I have no idea if they have a business center. I've never been there.
What was that?
I was just saying that the Ramada Inn's lovely, Jessica, and you'll enjoy the business center. Head on down there and enjoy the business center.
I don't like the way you said that, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go right now because you don't pass up an opportunity like this.
And off she goes, suitcase and all, down to the Ramada Inn. Spend the weekend in the business center scrolling TikTok. Everybody's worried about their information being stolen by the people with TikTok. Everybody's worried about the Chinese having everybody's information. I don't give a fuck. I've been giving my phone number out to China Walk for years. They've never fucked me over. I trust these people.
Am I allowed to say these people? I don't know if I'm allowed to say these people.
Jessica, get back here. Am I allowed to say these people?
Was it done in an affectionate way?
I don't know. They have good food.
I think Mr. Rainwater will allow it. Tread lightly, though.
I trust China. I mean, sure, they sent the spy balloons over here, but that was for the subway secrets. I uncovered that plot. I know all about that. They wanted the delicious subway secrets, and I don't blame them for that. I've forgiven them for their past discretions. That's what I'm saying. You're forgiven, China. I've had all your chickens, and honestly, I enjoy all of them. The General Tso's, the sweet and sour, the orange. I love all of them. They're all delicious. You get a pass because your chicken is tasty. Welcome to John's world, where you get a pass if you have good-tasting chicken. You can get away with anything. I'll counter any argument with a chicken. I don't care. Be like, hey, they're using child labor. I'll be like, yeah, General Tso's chicken. Be like, hey, they're polluting the world. Sweet and sour chicken. I can go all day. I have a chicken for every argument. Hell, that's just the chicken, too. You give me a good bowl of lo mein and I'll ignore atrocities you can't even imagine. I'll ignore war crimes for a good bowl of lo mein. Jesus. I mean, I guess I do prefer Japanese food over Chinese food, if I'm being honest. I don't know what they're going to do with my information now. What the hell is this? Rainwater Hotline, this is John speaking. It's a great day to be Russian. Make sure to pick up a new camouflage can, 12-pack, anywhere that you buy water. How may I help you?
Jesus, what a spiel that is. Did Mr. Rainwater make you say all that?
Yeah, Mr. Rainwater makes me say all that. This is just like our first conversation, Jessica. Do you remember the first time we ever talked?
Yeah, I remember. Try not to, though.
Yeah, I remember he had you reading from a script back then. Where are you?
Down here at the Ramada Inn, asshole.
Why am I an asshole, and how did you get down to the Ramada Inn that... You were here 60 seconds ago!
I like to drive fast. I can tell you one thing. I'm down here, and there's sure as shit no business center. You lied to me.
Yeah, about that.
You busted, asshole. Lying to a lady. Unbelievable. Now you've got to make it up to me. Now you've got to play another single off my record.
Jessica, I'm trying to do a show here. I got a story about buffets coming up. Everybody's looking forward to the buffet story.
I don't care. You've been being an asshole all day. Yeah, there we go. Turn it up a little. And hype it up, too.
This is Jessica's brand new single off of her upcoming album, Rainwater Love. This is Liquid Disaster.
Mr. Rainwater, unconventional and strange. He might lack eyebrows and ass cheeks, but he makes it rain. Drenched in his magic, he's a true rainfall master. No umbrella can save you from his liquid disaster. With every drop that falls, he brings life anew. Mr. Rainwater, the one who makes dreams come true.
I like to shake my ass to this one.
From Moscow to Siberia, his rain will never end.
Your voice sounds pretty manly there.
As the storm clouds descend.
Are you sure this isn't AI?
What the rain can compare. It's clear to see Mr. Rainwater.
This is as real as I am.
King of precipitation.
That's true.
Is he drenched in his magic? He's a true rainfall master. No umbrella can save you from his liquid disaster.
You know, I gotta give the Ramada Inn some credit. They've set up an impromptu business center down here. Got the whole squad in here right now. Mr. Rainwater's coming over. He said he'd bring some Chinese chicken with him.
Jessica, what year is this? Why do you have to go to a business center to get on the internet?
From Moscow to Siberia, this rain will never end. He pours his blessings as the storm clouds.
I'm almost positive this is going to chart in Russia.
The rain can compare.
This is going to be
drenched in his magic. He's a true rainfall master. No umbrella can save you from his liquid disaster.
That was Jessica's brand new single. Thank you, Jessica. Her new album, Rainwater Love, is available everywhere. New from Rainwater Records.
Yeah, Horace, line me up a rail. I gotta go take a shit.
Jessica, hang the phone up.
Sorry about that.
All right. OJ's dead. TikTok's going away. And Jessica's releasing an album. I don't know which of those is the worst news I've received today.
Hey, asshole, I'm still here.
Hang the phone up. I'm only kidding. The worst news, I've saved the worst news for last. You guys know we like to finish with the absolute worst news on the show here. The worst news I saw this week, they're not even waiting to get in the front door of the Golden Corral anymore. According to a post on Reddit, evidently the Lubbock, Texas Golden Corral, they're driving their vehicles straight through the walls to get inside of the establishment and into the dining room. These motherfuckers said it's late in the day, fuck the bullshit, the buffet's a drive-thru now because I said so. Curbside pickup wasn't enough for me. I'm going inside and I'm not getting out of my car. The only thing they're walking for in Texas is Buc-ee's. You're not fooling me. That's the only way you're walking if you're in the state of Texas. And I'm looking at the picture right now of the crash, and it looks like it was a large truck. It's maybe an F-350, I'm thinking, which was a wise choice. If you're going to create your own drive-thru, make sure to bring a truck that can handle it. That's a new level of laziness, though, but in a way, I do respect it. Just pulling up to the buffet and your F-350 arm hanging out the window, saying, let me get some of that bourbon steak. If you've never visited a carving station while you're seated in your pickup truck, then you've never lived. Welcome to the future. This is the future. We don't have flying cars, but we've built vehicles that are strong enough to withstand driving through the side of a Golden Corral. Just slam it in there, grab some steak, and back it out. This is the future. You might not like it. You might not want to accept it, but this is the future. A future where we make our own rules, and if you don't want to go inside and you don't feel like walking, no problem. I'm looking at the picture, though, and I don't see any skid marks. I don't think this person ever tried to stop. Nope. They said, Jesus, take the wheel, and Jesus said, we're going to the dessert station. See, the thing everybody needs to realize about these chain restaurants is, and this is a safety tip, because if you find yourself in the parking lot of these chain establishments, be careful, because you have to remember, most people that go to these chain restaurants, they're usually middle-aged people. They've been getting everything shipped to their house. They're on a hot streak on Temu. They're going crazy on Temu. They're ordering everything on Temu. They haven't left their house in weeks. They're just getting Uber Eats and Temu delivered. They just keep eating bean burritos from Taco Bell delivered off DoorDash. They haven't moved in weeks. Their legs are atrophied. And they decide to get up and get in their pickup truck because they want to have a nice night out down at the Golden Corral. And this is their first time out of the house together in a while. In months, really. She hasn't left the house in months. He hasn't left the house in months either. The relationship's dead. It's a dead marriage. They haven't been sleeping together like they used to. And they're on the way to Golden Corral. And he leans over and he says, honey, you know what? I think tonight's going to be the perfect night. Let's stop and let's get a bottle of vodka to celebrate after the meal. And she says, you know what, honey? I'm down for that. I'm down for this. I'm down to fuck too. I'm down to fuck tonight. And he says, you know what? We're going to fuck like old days. And they stop and they get that bottle of vodka. And they continue on to the Golden Corral. But they're a few minutes late now. They're running a few minutes late. And the Golden Corral closes at 9 p.m. sharp. And he looks down and he realizes, oh shit, it's 8:40. And she says, no problem. I can eat fast. I'll get a few plates. It won't take me any time. He makes a wise crack about how much she can fit in her mouth. She doesn't particularly like the joke, to be honest with you. But she's down to fuck tonight, so she rolls with it. And as they crest the hill and they see the Golden Corral in the distance, he looks down at the clock now and it's 8:51. And he looks over at his wife and he says, honey, for the last hour and a half, I've had a dream. A dream that we would eat together, Golden Corral, and I would take you home still stinking from the food. And we would have a few cheap mixed drinks outside next to the jacuzzi that's been broken for 10 years. Yes, I don't have a job that can fully support fixing appliances when they break. Don't rub that in again. The point is, I have a dream to eat, drink, and fuck, and I'm not going to let a little thing like an entryway designed for pedestrians only and something called hours of business deter me from getting food off this buffet. And as he accelerates past the point of no return, his wife grabs his hand and she turns to him. And she says, chase your dream, honey. Chase your dream wherever it may go at all costs. And he turns to her and he says, thank you. Now buckle up because we're going straight through that brick wall. Don't follow your dreams. See you next Tuesday. I hadn't planned to tell you to give up on your dreams again this week, but I heard like an 8-year-old girl on the radio this week. And they asked her what she wanted to be when she grew up. And she said she wanted to be a teacher and a doctor. I was like, bitch, you gotta choose one. You can't be both. Odds are you probably won't be either. You can't be both.
Fucked up.
Even if you think America's great, you don't think it's that great.
Right.
You can be a doctor or a lawyer, not both.
Be the next Tucker fucking Carlson or Rush Limbaugh, John. I think you could.
You can be Tucker fucking Carlson or Rush Limbaugh, not both. Some people say go big or go home. I just say go home. Fuck it. Why even go?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. No. What?
Why am I asking these questions?
You ain't no better. I got it. Jason, you should be a man instead of a whiny little boy. Call me a whore. You call me a bitch. You sit on the damn chat line. You come into my bedroom when I'm asleep. Wake me up for a piece of ass.
And as for Big Bird, you need to go back to Sesame Street, buddy, because you're...
ICanComplain.com is the home of this program. We're found everywhere that you can find podcasts, and even some places where you can't. Episode 150 next week. It'll be something a little bit different than usual. Thank you for listening. Do not share the show, and don't tell anybody about it. Hello? Jessica, it's John. I just wanted to check in on you. How's the Ramada?
You fucking idiot. You kicked me off the internet.
Kicked you off the internet? What, do you have dial-up?
Yeah, I'm over here handling business in the business center. Watching TikTok on dial-up. Before you rudely interrupted me.
I didn't know you had dial-up. I don't know how they roll down at the Ramada.
Do you love me?
Do I love you? We just met a couple of minutes ago. For all I know, you might be a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I am a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I love you.
I got a freaking muscle spasm in my back, you know. Gear slipped, air brakes were shot to hell. I mean, there's nothing I could do. Boom, right into the post office. Some guys can drink and drive, some guys can't.